Hello, I'm Scott Cullen, and welcome to Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Rock Auto has amazing selection for just about any kind of vehicle at reliably low prices. They have all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Today's episode, we're going to go through the top 50 players in fantasy hockey this season, dig deep on the waiver wire, and maybe a few late season injury updates. But let's go into the top 50 players in per-game value. I'm setting a minimum of 30 games played for skaters, maybe 25 for goaltenders. And really, this is raw value. It's not based on value relative to where they were drafted or if you picked them up on the waiver wire. That'll be a different podcast. What is worth noting here, though, is that guys at the very top are a lot of familiar names and who's to be expected there. But there are also plenty of surprises in the top 50, which means for all the forecasting that we do when it comes to fantasy hockey, you have to be prepared for surprises, and players that exceed expectations are the ones that can really make a difference. So let's start. We've got a few honorable mentions before we get into the top 50. And we'll go with Montreal Canadiens winger Tyler Toffoli, who in a full season would certainly have a career high in goals. He's got 28 goals this season. His career high was 31. And so Toffoli has done everything the Canadiens could have hoped for and more this season. Alex Pietrangelo for the Vegas Golden Knights. Ryan O'Reilly, the St. Louis Blues. Toronto Maple Leaf center John Tavares. Nashville Predators winger Philip Forsberg, who missed quite a bit of time with injury, as did Tampa Bay Steven Stamkos. And a goalie here in the honorable mentions is Colorado's Philip Grubauer, who had the benefits of playing behind a really strong team, but he also had to play quite a bit this year because of injuries to Pavel Francouz, and Grubauer basically rose to the challenge and has given kind of expectations. Grubauer is one of the bigger difference makers for fantasy this year. And of our honorable mentions, three of them played on the same minor hockey team together, Pietrangelo, Tavares, and Stamkos, many, many years ago. All right, so let's start the countdown with number 50, Calgary Flames winger Matthew Tkachuk, He's only scored 10 goals this year, but does have 24 assists, 13 power play points, 128 hits, 136 shots on goal in 51 games. And basically, this is maybe a little disappointing season for Matthew Tkachuk. And still, mostly because he delivers a lot of hits, he gives you fantasy value nonetheless, even with sort of mediocre production compared to what he has been able to do at his best. But kind of worth noting that Matthew Tkachuk is still on the list, but he's the second highest Tkachuk. Number 49, John Carlson of the Washington Capitals. And Carlson, still a very productive blue liner, had 44 points, 15 power play points, 51 hits, 67 blocks, 124 shots on goal in 51 games. And all of that is fine, but Carlson in previous years was a bit more of an offensive standout, where he put up bigger numbers on the power play. And so a good season for John Carlson, but he's had better. Number 48 is a defenseman who's rising up kind of late in the season here, is Arizona's Jacob Chychrun. Not just because he leads defensemen with 18 goals, has 21 assists, 13 power play points, 59 hits, 85 blocks, 169 shots on goal in 54 games. And you see the shots on goal really skyrocketing here for Chychrun. That's what boosts his value. I mean, obviously the 18 goals helps too, but the fact that he is generating a ton of shots, that's how he ends up in this top 50. At number 47, maybe a bit of a surprise, is Florida's Patrick Hornquist. And not entirely that it's a surprise, because he hasn't, you know, warranted being in the top 50 before. He has, but you know, given how last season went in Pittsburgh, you would be forgiven for thinking that Patrick Hornquist might not still be at this level. But he's had a productive season. He has 32 points, 12 power play points, 80 hits, 145 shots on goal in 44 games. And basically, the fact that Hornquist delivers hits and shots on goal raises his floor for what he can do for fantasy. And if he produces enough offensively, then you end up with Hornquist in the top 50. Now, number 46, Islanders goaltender Semyon Varlamov. 19-10-4 record, 2.02 goals against average, .930 save percentage. He's been really good. And I think The difference, I suppose, is that Varlamov might have been expected to be challenged more for that starting job with the Islanders this year, with Ilya Sorokin coming over from Russia, and maybe you thought it could be a time-sharing position as opposed to Varlamov as the clear number one, but and maybe that was going to be the case, but Varlamov has just played so well that he sort of held on to that starting job and has been one of the top few goaltenders in fantasy this year. At number 45 is another goaltender, the Vegas Golden Knights' Marc-Andre Fleury. Fleury's 24-10, 2.07 goals against average, 926 save percentage. And so the save percentage isn't quite as good as Varlamov, but you also get an extra 5 wins. And there are benefits to playing behind the Vegas Golden Knights, one of the really best teams in the league. But Fleury also had to play a lot more than expected this year. Robin Lehner was hurt early, and Fleury basically had to carry the load, not just as a number one goaltender, but as an only goaltender for a good long stretch. And so he tailed off a little bit, and now that Lehner is back, he doesn't play quite as much, but on the overall, Marc-Andre Fleury still had a really strong season. Number 44 is Pittsburgh Penguins winger Jake Guentzel. Guentzel has 23 goals, 34 assists, 18 power play points, 138 shots on goal in 55 games. He's established that he is a legit first line winger playing alongside Sidney Crosby, and he doesn't have any fantasy tricks. There's no, oh, he has great hit totals or great shot totals, or oh, his plus minus was exceptional. No, he just puts up points and is on the power play and delivers that way. Number 43, Montreal Canadiens defenseman Jeff Petrie. Petrie has had a fantastic season. He had 12 goals, 29 assists, 15 power play points. Now, here's where the value comes for Petrie, is he gives you all the peripheral stuff. 94 hits, 59 blocks, 126 shots on goal in 53 games. And I was very high on Petrie coming into the season, probably higher than most. And even I would not have anticipated the kind of productive season that he's had for Montreal. Speaking of maybe surprisingly productive defensemen, number 42 is Florida's Mackenzie Weegar. Now Weegar has stepped up late in the season in the absence of Aaron Ekblad, but he, one of the things he does is he just kind of contributes everywhere. And he only has 5 goals, but he has 29 assists and does a lot of that at even strength. So for fantasy purposes, you do lose out. He only has 3 power play points, but 113 hits, 80 block shots, plus 25, 98 shots on goal in 52 games. And as I say, those numbers are going up late in the season because Weegar has kind of handled more responsibility in the absence of Ekblad. Number 41, St. Louis Blues winger David Perron just continues to score. And he's really found a kind of crucial spot on the St. Louis power play. And so in 51 games, Perron has 15 goals and 35 assists for 50 points, has 19 power play points, 133 shots on goal, and somewhat surprisingly, remains a really productive fantasy winger. At number 40 is a disappointment, Andrei Svechnikov of Carolina. And disappointment because you think there's a higher offensive ceiling than what we've seen so far. And he has 15 goals, 27 assists, 17 power play points in 54 games. He also has 113 hits, which sort of salvages fantasy value for Svechnikov this season, 145 shots on goal. And obviously he's still very young, and you know, this is not, oh my gosh, the future of Andrei Svechnikov is now in question. It's just a case of he had been playing so well early in his career that it was not unreasonable to think that in his third season he might have taken a big leap forward, and he didn't. That's fine. And he'll still be a pretty valuable player to have for next season too. Number 39, San Jose Sharks winger Evander Kane. 22 goals, 26 assists, 92 hits, 185 shots on goal in 53 games. He's always been a shot generator. He also doesn't have a ton on the power play, only 7 power play points. But you know, really, Kane's always been able to generate shots. The question is whether they go in, and this year they are. And 22 goals on 185 shots is, pretty valuable stuff. And if you're in a league that rewards penalty minutes, Evander Kane tends to contribute there as well. At number 38, Winnipeg Jets winger Nikolaj Ehlers, who had 21 goals, 25 assists, only 13 points on the power play, plus 15. in 47 games. Ehlers really kind of stepped up his value, and it's not as though he's the only scoring forward there in Winnipeg. There are plenty to go around, but he is. I think he sort of stepped up his value to be the best in the group, and to do it on the wing also offers a little bit more value than, say, maybe Mark Scheifele. For whatever troubles that the Jets have been in here late in the season, you might be able to tie some of that to the fact that Ehlers has been hurt and out of the Winnipeg lineup. Number 37, Andre Palat for the Tampa Bay Lightning, who has 15 goals, 30 assists, and the real difference maker for him this year, 19 power play points. Taking advantage of the opportunity presented by Nikita Kucherov's injury. Palat also gives you 79 hits, 41 blocks, 106 shots on goal in 53 games. He's the real step forward here is the role on the power play that he hasn't typically had. Number 36 is Vegas winger Mark Stone. And Stone, as a real hockey player, is better than this. But part of the deal is he doesn't generate a ton of shots. He has 90 shots in this season. And so that's on the low end among these high-end talented forwards. But he does have 21 goals, 38 assists, 17 power play points. He's plus 26. The rest of the package is still pretty impressive. But in terms of shots on goal, Mark Stone does not have a whole lot. Number 35, we've got Florida's Jonathan Huberdeau. And Huberdeau is great playmaker, one of the top point-producing players in the league over the past few years. And he has 19 goals and 40 assists, 23 of those points on the power play. Give you some hits. He's got 48 hits, plus 10, 118 shots on goal. And late in the season, as Florida kind of shuffled things at the trade deadline, Huberdeau mixed up in a line there with Sam Bennett and Anthony Duclair. They became, hugely productive for a short spurt before Bennett got hurt. I think there's some value to be noted there that Jonathan Huberdeau can elevate the guys who are with him. Number 34 is Vegas Golden Knights defenseman Alec Martinez. Bit of a surprise, I would say. And now he's had to play probably more than expected due to some injuries at times this year. But he had 8 goals and 22 assists, 8 power play points. That's all fine. What stands out here for Martinez, 155 block shots. That's more than 3 block shots per game. He was also plus 26 in 51 games. Alec Martinez is a guy who might have gone late in fantasy drafts, but the contribution he's been able to make by giving you solid offensive numbers to go with the outstanding block totals gives you a lot of fantasy value that probably went under the radar. Number 33, Edmonton Oilers defenseman Tyson Barrie. Maybe no surprise here that you put him out in Edmonton with Connor McDavid and company, and Barrie's back to producing big offensive numbers. 8 goals, 37 assists, 22 power play points. He's blocked 50 shots. He's obviously doesn't have huge defensive numbers necessarily. Has 136 shots on goal in 52 games. Yes, there's real value to being the quarterback of the Oilers power play. Number 32 is Andrei Kopitar, the Kings veteran center. 50 points in 51 games, 23 of those points on the power play, 113 shots on goal. Given the supporting cast, it's quite impressive that Kopitar is putting up these numbers, because a lot of the guys around him are either unproven or guys who we know what they are, and they aren't high-end scorers. And so the fact that Kopitar is still putting up a point per game is pretty impressive. Number 31 is the Rangers' Mika Zibanejad, who can probably thank the Philadelphia Flyers for his ranking here, because his season was going nowhere fast until he erupted for a couple of six-point games against Philadelphia. But when you kind of take it all in aggregate, Zibanejad contributes across the board. 22 goals, 26 assists, 14 power play points, 73 hits, 43 block shots, 165 shots on goal in 55 games. That'll play. Number 30 is our top-ranked goalie. It's Andrei Vasilevskiy of Tampa Bay, who's slipped a little bit down the stretch, but the numbers are still pretty great. 31-8-1 in 40 games, has a 2.10 goals against average, .928 save percentage. And look, the fact that he's played 40 games, there's a lot of value to be had in a goaltender who can handle that kind of workload. And obviously the chance to play behind a really strong Tampa Bay team helps Vasilevskiy win a lot of those games. Number 29 is Penguins defenseman Chris Letang, another guy who just contributes across the board and maybe somewhat unexpectedly that we don't necessarily hear as much about Letang when the Penguins aren't right in their cup-winning phase. But Letang had 45 points, 15 power play points, 93 hits, 63 block shots, plus 19, 130 shots on goal in 54 games. A lot to like about what you're getting out of Chris Letang. Number 28 is Chicago Blackhawks winger Patrick Kane. And I think he's kind of plummeted here late because his plus minus has just gone in the tank. He's like minus 12 in the past nine games, dropping him to minus 8 on the season. But Kane has 64 points, 21 points on the power play, 183 shots on goal in 54 games. He still finds a way to produce even in a season when Chicago really didn't have any high-end centers. Number 27 is Rangers defenseman Adam Fox. Took a huge step forward in his second season. He has 47 points, 23 points on the power play, plus 18, 101 shots on goal in 54 games. And I guess the difference between Fox and some of the defensemen who will be ranked higher, he doesn't generate a ton of shots. And then his peripheral numbers, like his hits and block shots, are quite low. And so, he does what he does, and he does it really well. But he doesn't have maybe the most well-rounded profile for fantasy defensemen. And number 26 is Colorado's Gabriel Landeskog. There's obviously value to playing on Colorado's top line here. Landeskog has 49 points, 15 power play points, 69 hits, plus 10, 140 shots on goal in 49 games. This is kind of what you would expect as long as Landeskog is in that position. I know there are times where when you looked at the Avalanche lineup and they might have Landeskog playing with Nazem Kadri on the second line, and that cuts into his fantasy production. But for the most part, he ends up playing with MacKinnon and Rantanen, and as you might expect, ends up putting up some pretty big numbers. Stonks, memes, rocket ships, day trading can be a lot of fun. But if you want to grow your long-term wealth and make it to the moon, you should open up a Wealthfront investment account today. Decades of data show that investors that trade individual stocks underperform the market every year. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. The odds are not in your favor if you're doing it alone. Team up with Wealthfront instead. Investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. For the average client, their tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 0.25% advisory fee. Best of all, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. All you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. That's wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL and get started today. All right, we're now into the top 25 fantasy players for this season. And at number 25 is another guy who's a bit of a disappointment, I'd say, is Boston's David Pastrnak. Now, Pastrnak was hurt at the start of the year, so maybe there's some justification for him not being quite as productive. But there's kind of no argument here that this was not as productive as some previous seasons for the Bruins winger. Nevertheless, 19 goals, 27 assists, 14 power play points, 172 shots on goal in 46 games. It's not as though it's been an awful season. It's just, we've seen Pastrnak be even better than that. Number 24, another Chicago Blackhawks winger, it's Alex DeBrincat. DeBrincat, big bounce back season and somewhat to be expected after 2020 when he really kind of fell off a cliff. And DeBrincat ends up scoring 29 goals. And has 23 assists in 17 power play points in 50 games. what stands out here is that he also had 64 hits. And so you add that to his scoring numbers and 149 shots on goal, almost three shots per game. That's how Alex DeBrincat finds himself in the top 25. Now, this would be a spot here at number 23 where Alex Nedeljkovic would fit in. The Carolina goaltender hasn't played quite enough games to qualify for this, but Nedeljkovic in 22 games was 15-4-3, 1.89 goals against average, 932 save percentage. All that has been fantastic. But so at number 23, we're going to stay in Carolina with Sebastian Aho. Aho, 24 goals, 33 assists, 18 power play points, plus 21, 142 shots on goal in 54 games. And for a good portion of the season, it sort of felt like Aho was underachieving, a little bit under a point per game. And there's nothing wrong with being a little bit under a point per game. Like if you're a player who scores 75 points in an NHL season, that's still pretty productive. But you're left with the feeling that Aho can do more than that, and he's kind of finishing strong here. Has now gone up above a point per game, and as you can see, the rest of the numbers are pretty solid around the board too. Number 22 to the blue line for Vegas defenseman Shea Theodore. Theodore has 8 goals, 34 assists, 15 power play points. He's plus 27, 153 shots on goal in 49 games. Now, Theodore had such a great finish last season, it sort of announced himself to the world that he was a star defenseman. And then got off to a bit of a slow start this season, but he sort of rounded into form again and is, you know, creating a ton of offense, generating a bunch of shots. The fact that he's plus 27 in 49 games is that's a difference maker too. Number 21, big surprise, I would say, is Stars forward Joe Pavelski. And Pavelski's first season in Dallas last year, he really struggled, although he did come around and have a pretty strong playoff for them. But, and get a guy who's on the wrong side of 35, and you don't expect bounce back seasons at that point. Well, they got one from Pavelski this year, and he has 46 points, 21 of them on the power play, 63 hits, plus 19, 129 shots on goal in 53 games. Really impressive production, given the decline that looked like it was in place last season, and he played a huge part in the Dallas power play. At number 20, Sidney Crosby. And Crosby, another player who kind of started slowly this year. He's been coming on in the second half of the season, but overall, still solid numbers. 24 goals, 38 assists, 22 power play points. Mix in 41 hits, 159 shots on goal in 54 games. The fact, like as I said, Crosby got off to a slow start, and so his overall value at 20 is probably not where his current value would be if you were looking at, say, the last half of the season. But on the whole, if you took Sidney Crosby, you'd probably be disappointed that he's 20th in overall value. But he's still showing, I suppose, in recent weeks that he can still play at a really high level. Number 19, guy who scores a lot less than Sidney Crosby, but Brady Tkachuk, the Senators winger, has 35 points and 10 power play points in 53 games, which doesn't really stand out. But you know what does stand out? 235 hits, 207 shots on goal. More than four hits per game, nearly four shots on goal per game. Those are massive numbers. And in fantasy terms, if you're in a category league where hits count as much as goals do, well, that makes Brady Tkachuk a really valuable player, even if he's not scoring a ton. And I think there's still higher upside for Tkachuk's offense into the future. But the fact that he's generating this many hits, this many shots on goal, makes him a valuable fantasy player no matter what. Number 18, Carolina Hurricanes defenseman Dougie Hamilton, who another player who started a little slowly, but I think he has a decent excuse. He had a broken leg last season and takes some time to kind of get up to full speed. Hamilton has 42 points, 18 power play points, 64 blocks, 51 hits, plus 23, and 178 shots on goal in 54 games. And so those are pretty great numbers. And the fact that he started slowly kind of makes it all the more impressive that Hamilton, the fact that he has 178 shots on goal in 54 games is, those are pretty big numbers for a defenseman. And he wasn't generating those shots early in the season as he kind of worked his way back from that injury. Number 17 is Darnell Nurse. The Oilers defenseman has really erupted offensively with 16 goals. He's also got 18 assists, 116 hits, 94 block shots. He's plus 29, 146 shots on goal. And the one, I guess, detriment for fantasy is he only has 7 power play points. He's not a huge part of that Oilers power play. But you put all those numbers together, the hits, the blocks, the great plus minus, and to go along with 16 goals, and Darnell Nurse is really valuable for fantasy purposes. And this sort of stands out because here at number 16, we've got Victor Hedman, who's sort of universally regarded as the you know, the leader, I guess, in terms of Norris Trophy candidacy this year. And he does a ton for fantasy purposes, but you can see there's not a huge difference between Hedman and Darnell Nurse and Dougie Hamilton and Shea Theodore, the other defensemen who are kind of up there among the most productive. So anyway, for Hedman, he has 44 points, 24 of them on the power play, 50 hits, 73 block shots, 134 shots on goal in 53 games. He's still really great, but there has also been a little bit of slippage in his performance in the second half of the season that kind of brings him back to the pack. Number 15 is Rangers winger Artemi Panarin. Now, Panarin missed some time in the middle of the season, but since returning, he's really been a force. And overall, he has 58 points, 18 of them on the power play, plus 14, 106 shots on goal in 42 games. Yeah, and, you know, it's not quite as productive as he was last season when he was runner-up in the Hart Trophy voting, but it's still really high-level production that, you know, over a full season, like Artemi Panarin, if this was over 82 games, you're looking at like 110, 115 points. hard to look at a winger and say, oh, it'd be a disappointing season if you put up those kind of numbers. Number 14 is Patrice Bergeron. The veteran Bruin center still stuffs the stat sheet. Has 47 points, including 13 power play points, 48 hits, 36 block shots, plus 26, 173 shots on goal in 52 games. And really, the plus 26 is almost to be expected, that the Bruins top line wins the goal share on a pretty regular basis. But what kind of keeps Bergeron up here as an elite fantasy performer is his shots on goal, 173 shots in 52 games. You know, you're at 3.4 shots per game. That kind of sets you apart in addition to all the other contributions that Bergeron makes. Number 13, we've got another defenseman. Now, our top defenseman on a per-game basis is Colorado's Cale Makar, who has 6 goals and 33 assists, 20 points on the power play, 43 hits, plus 10, 90 shots on goal in 39 games. And really, a defenseman who's scoring a point per game is going to stand out. And certainly if you watch Avalanche games, especially when Makar is on, it looks like he's playing a different game than the rest of the defensemen in the league. At number 12, Dallas Stars center Roope Hintz, who seems to have been battling an injury all season because he's been basically questionable or day-to-day for the entire season, and has had some late scratches where you might have thought he was going to be playing that night and suddenly he wasn't. But overall, 40 points in 40 games, 18 power play points, and what sort of stands out here for Hintz, 50 hits. And so you add that to his point per game numbers with 90 shots on goal in 40 games, and you have a guy who's among the top 12 players in fantasy value this year. At number 11, Maple Leafs winger Mitch Marner, 19 goals, 47 assists, only 14 points on the power play. That Maple Leaf power play kind of struggling down the stretch, and that's affected the big guns in terms of what their power play numbers are. Marner also blocked 40 shots, plus 23, 151 shots on goal in 53 games. And there's obviously value to playing alongside Austin Matthews, but I think there's, in Matthews' case, there's certainly value in playing alongside Mitch Marner too. At number 10, Vincent Trocheck of the Carolina Hurricanes, one of my pet sleeper candidates coming into the season. So bless him for this kind of season. The Hurricanes really reap the rewards of Trocheck. When they traded for him last year, he didn't do a whole lot after the trade. But coming into this season, he's been a different player. He has 43 points, 18 of them on the power play, 105 hits, 121 shots on goal in 45 games. And know, for fantasy purposes, a center who's going to give you more than two hits per game, that starts to tilt the value in a big way. At number nine is Bruins winger Brad Marchand. Just relentlessly productive, this guy. He hardly ever goes through a slump of any kind. And in this season, he's had 65 points, 16 of them on the power play. Also seven shorthanded. I know not a lot of leagues use shorthanded points, and I'm not really in favor of shorthanded points because they're fairly arbitrary. But if you're in a league with shorthanded points, Brad Marchand is a pretty consistent guy who can contribute that way. He also has 65 hits, plus 24, 137 shots on goal in 51 games. There's just a ton to like, and you're getting that at a left wing position that tends not to have huge value. In fact, you'll notice we have a few more left wingers up here because they set themselves apart from the others at that position. At number eight, Alex Ovechkin, which in general is probably a little bit disappointing that Ovechkin is this far down. But 24 goals, 18 assists, 17 points on the power play, 94 hits. That's always been a calling card for Ovechkin, that he can deliver the hits as well as the goals. And 178 shots on goal. Of course, he generates shots like no one else. The one thing that is probably knocking him down here is he's minus seven. And so, in addition to the fact that, you know, he wasn't quite on a 50-goal pace, the minus rating also brings Ovechkin down a little bit. Now, number seven, one more left winger, Max Pacioretty, for the Vegas Golden Knights, in part because he's a big shooter. Pacioretty, 24 goals, 27 assists, 12 power play points, plus 20, 174 shots on goal in 48 games. And so his numbers are, you know, similar enough to Ovechkin, but there's a real difference in terms of that plus 20 compared to Ovechkin's minus 7. At number 6, Florida Panthers center Alexander Barkov. And we're not even giving bonus points here for the fact that that Barkov has done this with sort of a cast of characters rotating on his wings. And kind of the biggest mainstay on his wing this year was Carter Verhaeghe, who played on the fourth line at Tampa Bay last year. But Barkov has 56 points, 18 points on the power play, 36 block shots, plus 11, 172 shots on goal in 48 games. This has been one of his best seasons. Now, you know what? And I skipped over somebody who would fit in between Barkov and Pacioretty, only played 11 games, but Alexander Radulov of the Dallas Stars. He had 12 points in 11 games, was plus 9. Obviously, it's a very small sample of games, and that's why he's not qualifying here. But when he was healthy, Radulov was putting up some pretty nice numbers in Dallas. All right, we're into the top five. We go to Colorado's Mikko Rantanen. Rantanen has 29 goals, 30 assists, 21 power play points, plus 25, 161 shots on goal in 47 games. It's kind of scary to look at those numbers and go, wow, he's the second best player on his team. And the real credit to Rantanen here is that there was a little stretch where Nathan MacKinnon was out, and that really didn't slow Rantanen down. And so the fact that he can produce even without kind of the big dog leading the way, that's pretty impressive in its own right. At number four is Leon Draisaitl, last year's leading scorer. Still had a great season for the Oilers. 28 goals, 49 assists, 30 power play points, 33 hits, plus 31, 154 shots on goal in 52 games. And all of that is, I guess, the same point can be made about Draisaitl as it is about Rantanen. Those are great numbers, and somehow he's still the second best player on his team. Number three, Toronto Maple Leafs center Austin Matthews. Matthews has 40 goals, 24 assists, 13 power play points. Only 13 power play points as the league's leading goal scorer. 55 hits, 46 block shots, plus 23, 210 shots on goal in 49 games. I mean, the fact that you're getting hits and blocks and a great plus minus on top of the league's leading goal scorer, Matthews is even better, I think, than might be recognized overall. And, you know, there's a certain hype that goes around. Yes, he's the big star in a big market. But in terms of fantasy, I don't know that, you know, everyone would recognize just how complete his contributions are, that you get a bunch of peripheral stats as well as the 40 goals in 49 games. All right, number two is Colorado's Nathan MacKinnon. 20 goals, 45 assists, 25 power play points, 36 hits, 204 shots on goal, plus 22 in 47 games. Like, that's a great season. Now, MacKinnon, he did struggle to score early in the season. Like, he had a low shooting percentage for the first while, and that's started to come around, but that's probably the one thing that's kind of held him back, and I'm talking about him being held back as the number two overall player in fantasy this year. But that was, you know, coming into the season, there was some debate about whether it should be McDavid, McKinnon, or Leon Draisaitl to go first. And, you know, McKinnon performed well enough to justify that discussion. But at the same time, Connor McDavid was the choice coming into the season, at least for my rankings, because he had a higher ceiling. And McDavid's, ceiling being higher than everyone else made him the choice at number one overall. And look at the numbers. 31 goals, 65 assists, 34 power play points, 60 hits, 188 shots on goal, plus 25 in 52 games. It's been an absurd season. Like, McDavid, not only is he going to, you know, be the most valuable fantasy player this year, he's going to run away with the Hart Trophy at a time when there are some really great seasons out there. Like, when you look at the seasons that McKinnon and Matthews have had, and they're not going to come close. And so that... that makes a real difference here for fantasy. That Connor McDavid, like, if you were in a fantasy league this year and you chose somebody other than Connor McDavid first overall, you're probably paying the price. You know, because as great as McKinnon's season was, it's not at McDavid's level. And as great as Matthews' season has been, it's not at McDavid's level. And same goes for Draisaitl. Like, any of these guys are having great, great seasons. It's not on the level of Connor McDavid. Rock Auto is an online parts source where you can get just about anything for any kind of vehicle. And rockauto.com is a family business, serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com, shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and really easy to navigate. Quickly, see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low. Same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How'd You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is now in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, National Hockey League, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device and sign up today to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So send me your questions. I'm at @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So, every episode, I recommend one player rostered in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Maybe it's a player to put on your radar for the future, and in this case, probably not. But you also might need to rush to the waiver wire to get them. In any case, they'll likely be available. Today, I'm going to go with Nashville Predators winger Tanner Janot, 23-year-old winger who was undrafted out of the Western Hockey League, and in his first couple of AHL seasons, didn't look all that promising. But he scored 21 points in 13 AHL games this season during a promotion. He's been able to score a bit in the NHL, too. In his past 8 games, he has 3 goals and an assist to go along with 27 hits. So there is some deep league value there that he might give you a little bit of offense, but the 27 hits in his past 8 games, that would certainly help. And Janot is rostered in 0% of Yahoo leagues. A few injury updates. Montreal Canadiens center Philippe Deneau left Thursday's game against Toronto with an undisclosed injury. Montreal is really limping in here to the finish. This is... not how they need to head into the playoffs. Chicago lost defenseman Duncan Keith and winger Brett Connolly to concussions. New Jersey winger Miles Wood out with an upper body injury. Buffalo Sabres center Cody Eakin out with an undisclosed injury. And New York Rangers winger Pavel Buchnevich has been suspended for a game for his crosscheck, maybe butt end, to the face of Capitals winger Anthony Mantha. So now let's take a look at the Friday schedule at betonline.ag. And so first up, we got Columbus, minus 138 against Detroit. I'm not sure I love Columbus at that price. They're going with Matis Kivlianix, it looks like, in goal. And really, the Blue Jackets are kind of struggling into the finish, so paying a premium for them on anybody, even against Detroit, seems a little risky. Washington, minus 178 against Philadelphia. That's a pretty hefty premium, but at the same time, Philadelphia's goaltending remains a giant question mark. Tampa Bay, minus 148 against Dallas. Not an unreasonable price on Tampa Bay there, but the Stars are, you know, they I think they came into the season with obviously higher hopes, given that they made the finals last season, but now they're, you know, they went through a lot of adversity, and now are left at in a really tough spot. They're 4 points behind Nashville, and the Stars still have 3 games to play. Nashville has 2 games to play, but that's getting awfully close. And so they'll certainly be desperate, but I'm not sure I would love their chances against Tampa Bay. Anaheim is big underdog at Minnesota, plus 253. At that price, might be more interested to take Anaheim. I'm certainly not going to take Minnesota in the high twos, but Anaheim at plus 253 or maybe plus a goal and a half gets a little bit of interest, maybe not enough. St. Louis, looking to clinch their playoff spot, is plus 147 at Vegas. And like, Vegas has been great this season, but you know, there's some desperation here on St. Louis, and they've been playing pretty decent hockey down the stretch here. Colorado, minus a goal and a half, minus 110 at LA. They could also bounce LA from playoff consideration here. And, you know, Colorado is terrific and probably should be able to take care of business. And I'm just not going to pay the straight money line where, you know, you run the risk of a hot goalie sabotaging you. Anyway, last game we've got San Jose, minus 107 against Arizona. Very slight home favorite. Neither team is terribly impressive. Like, Arizona technically still has a chance to catch St. Louis, but they're 6 points back, having played 3 more games than the Blues. That's really unlikely. But, you know, technically, they're still alive. Let's grab, thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's grab a few DFS value plays for Friday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. We'll start with Columbus center Jack Roslovic, who's $4,300 against Detroit. I mean, there aren't a whole lot of guys in Columbus that you can trust, but it's not a bad matchup, and Roslovic has been reasonably consistent scorer for them. Minnesota center Joel Eriksson-Ek is $4,600 against Anaheim. He has 8 points in the past 10 games. He kind of got off to a great start, went through a real dry spell in the middle of the season, and is finishing pretty strong right now. Tampa Bay winger Blake Coleman, $4,300 against Dallas. And while the Lightning supporting cast has kind of been hit and miss down the stretch here, Coleman does have 8 points in the past 8 games. Vegas winger Riley Smith is $4,300 against St. Louis. And Smith, not nearly as productive this season as he's been in the past, does have 3 points in the past 3 games. And on defense, I've only got one Anaheim defenseman. Jamie Drysdale returned to the lineup and the other night, and he's $3,400 at Minnesota. Really, I would just take him because I'm interested in watching Jamie Drysdale. And if we're looking for an underdog goaltender, I might go to whoever's going for Detroit, whether it's Thomas Greiss or Jonathan Bernier, $7,400 at Columbus. As I said in the suggestion of Jack Roslovic, I don't know that you can trust a whole lot of the Columbus forwards at this point. You know, a team that when you've got Patrick Laine and Cam Atkinson and Max Domi, these guys who are expected to score that very much are not scoring, you know, there's a chance here that Detroit's goaltenders could have a decent game. And so, anyway, that will do it for today. Enjoy the games. Check out my work at The Athletic and McKean's Hockey, as well as scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. We'll think today we're going to be diving into bullpens to see just who's getting the closing opportunities around the major leagues. Find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.